With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois. Thanks for joining me for the next hour of inspirational listening. 50 days after Easter, the day of Pentecost marks the end of Eastertide and the coming of the Holy Spirit to the apostles and gathered believers in what some call the birthday of the church. So today we'll explore some of the rich choral and organ repertoire for Pentecost, including works by Tallis, Stopford, Willen, Kuhmann, and others. We'll begin with the ancient hymn Veni Creator Spiritus, with words dating to the 9th century and the plain chant melody likely older. John Rutter leads the Cambridge singers in this timeless chant for Pentecost. Veni Creator Spiritus, Come Holy Spirit, the chant for Pentecost that's been the inspiration for countless choral and organ compositions since at least the 9th century. John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers. Our next selection is an organ piece that uses the Veni Creator chant as its basis. Organist Larry King composed his Fanfares to the Tongues of Fire on a commission from the Riverside Church in New York for the dedication of a new solo trumpet stop, and the piece makes good use of it. Bruce Neswick performs at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, also in New York. Bruce Neswick played Fanfares to the Tongues of Fire by Larry King on the landmark Aeolian Skinner organ at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another ancient text that still resonates every Pentecost is a hymn by Bianco da Siena, dating from the early 15th century and translated in the late 19th century by Richard Littledale, Come Down, O Love Divine. Philip Stopford has provided a lovely setting of these words, composed in 2003 for a wedding, an appropriate setting for this text of divine love, which evokes and invokes the Holy Spirit. David Halls leads the girl choristers and lay clerks of Salisbury Cathedral in this recording.
Thank you.
Come Down, O Love Divine, as set by Philip Stopford. The girl choristers and lay clerks of Salisbury Cathedral were led by David Halls. Daniel Cook played the organ. Music of Thomas Tallis is next, as we listen to his exquisite motet, If Ye Love Me, Keep My Commandments. The choir of Merton College, Oxford sings under the direction of Peter Phillips. The choir of Merton College, Oxford sang If Ye Love Me by Thomas Tallis. Peter Phillips conducted. The story of the Day of Pentecost is contained in the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles in the New Testament. Carson Kuman has set this in an intriguing anthem that begins in quiet mystery and, as the events unfold, builds to a dramatic flurry of musical activity between choir and organ. The choir of Royal Holloway sings I Will Pour Out My Spirit, directed by Rupert Goff. Samuel Rathbone plays the organ.
Thank you.
Pour Out My Spirit by Carson Kuman was performed by the Choir of Royal Holloway of the University of London. Rupert Goff directed, with Samuel Rathbone at the organ. Much of the organ music for the church composed in 17th century France was based on plain chant, often with sung stanzas alternating with organ compositions comprising the intervening stanzas. We'll listen to two movements of a suite of such pieces by Nicolas de Grigny based on the Gregorian hymn Veni Creator Spiritus. In the opening movement, Plein Jeu, the chant can be heard in long notes in the pedal beneath a stately, if highly ornamented, accompaniment. The fugue in five voices which follows is based on just a fragment of the melody and highlights some of the colorful solo sounds of the French classic organ. Pierre Bardon plays the organ of Saint-Maximin en Provence. The Plein Jeu and Fugue from the Suite on the hymn Veni Creator by 17th century French organist and composer Nicolas de Grigny. Pierre Bardon performed on the organ of Saint-Maximin en Provence. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music of Canadian composer Healy Willen is next, as we hear the Alora Singers perform his hymn anthem on Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones. It's based on the tune Lost Unser Freuen, a 17th century Lutheran hymn tune, which gained even more popularity when it appeared in the English hymnal in 1906, harmonized by Ray Vaughan Williams. Willen's setting provides a straightforward setting of the first stanza, followed by varied voicings in the succeeding stanzas. Noel Edison leads the Alora Singers, accompanied by Matthew Larkin.
Thank you.
The hymn anthem On Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones by Healy Willen was sung by the Alora Singers, led by Noel Edison. Eleanor Daly's lovely Canticle to the Holy Spirit sets words by Hildegard of Bingen and is set for treble voices and piano. We'll listen to the Pika Corps from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa. Sandra Peter conducts.
Thank you.
We just heard two anthems performed by the Pika Corps from Luther College. Fruits of the Selfless Heart by Elizabeth Atkinson, setting words by Mother Teresa. And earlier, they sang Canticle to the Holy Spirit by Eleanor Daly. Sandra Peter conducted. One of the most enduring African-American spirituals is one that was arranged by William L. Dawson in 1946 while he was on the faculty of the Tuskegee Institute. The Atlanta Master Chorale sings the joyous spiritual, Every Time I Feel the Spirit, led by Eric Nelson. Every Time I Feel the Spirit, as arranged by William L. Dawson. Eric Nelson led the Atlanta Master Chorale. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The concluding movement of The Peaceable Kingdom by Randall Thompson conveys the joy in singing at a solemn holy gathering, quoting words from the prophet Isaiah. Ye Shall Have a Song is the culmination of this great work, composed in 1935. The American Repertory Singers are directed by Leo Nestor in this recording.
Thank you.
Ye Shall Have a Song from the Peaceable Kingdom by Randall Thompson. Leo Nestor directed the American Repertory Singers. Coming up is brilliant organ music by Johann Sebastian Bach, a piece that doesn't fit neatly into any particular category of his output, and one that demonstrates his intimate familiarity with the music of the French Baroque composers, especially Nicolas de Grigny. Bach's exuberant Fantasia in G major, also known as the Pièce d'Orgue, is performed by Craig Kramer on the Paul Fritz organ on the campus of the University of Notre Dame. Music of Johann Sebastian Bach. Craig Kramer performed the Pièce d'Orgue, BWV 572, on the Fritz organ at the University of Notre Dame. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to mark the day of Pentecost. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.